Kinda. You know, of him? You met him? Friends?
I think so.
You guys go out together?
We go out watching movies and eating steak.
Yeah, you and like Coach Anderson and Coach Richardson. Here we go. Top 10 bold predictions by Myron Medcalf. Number 10 list, Florida will win the national championship easily. Florida's been the best team in America for months. Billy Donovan has a program that's led by veterans and that hasn't lost since December. It's easy to make that claim, right?
Okay.
It's not a bold prediction. Number 9, St. Joseph's will be in the Sweet 16. A win over Connecticut in the opening round will be an impressive moment for the Martelli squad. His grandkid's going to be excited. But the fun won't stop there. St. Joseph will pull off an upset against Villanova in the third round, too. More on that in a moment. I bet their fun stops there.
Let's do Philly schools.
I hope that's great. Go St. Joe. Number 8 on the list, North Dakota State advances. You know what? That's the second person that's told us that. North Dakota State. Watch for them. Where are they?
Over Oklahoma.
Yep. Oklahoma. Oklahoma's not great offensively. They can struggle. So if North Dakota State knocks down some shots. Taylor Braun. Reminds me of the kid from...
Is that the New York City Mayor Dinkins right-hand man, wasn't he?
Taylor Braun, I don't know. Taylor Braun, the best player that many haven't heard of, 18.2 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 1.6 steals per game, and 44% from the three.
Lloyd Braun. Nothing on Lloyd Braun.
That's it, Lloyd Braun. Serenity now, Taylor Braun, serenity now. Reminds me a little bit of Taylor Coppenrath from back in the day. Remember Taylor Coppenrath?
The Vermont Catamounts.
Catamounts. As the Pigskin Preacher once predicted, the Kraka pulls the Shaka. And indeed, they did, knocking off Syracuse and effectively screwing up my bracket. Number 7 on the list, undefeated Wichita State will be the first number 1 seed to go. I love that prediction. Number 6 on the list, could Shabazz Napier pull a Kemba Walker and take UConn on a great run? Connecticut could go deep, or maybe not.
Didn't he just predict that they'd get upset?
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading this in reverse order because I'm going from 10 to 1 instead of 1 to 10. Oh. So he's saying since he goes home early at number 5, Connecticut 2. Okay, so that's where you got that.
Okay.
All right. Number 4, so 5 is Cincy going home early. Number 4, Baylor, Arizona in the Elite Eight. I do like Baylor. They're athletic and they shoot it.
Yeah, Baylor's
and they get that big 6'11 kid with one eye.
Yeah,
awesome. He's a great player, man. He's a beast. Baylor didn't even resemble.
Dickie V.
Says Baylor didn't resemble an NIT squad after a 2-8 start, but they weren't playing good defense and were struggling to score, but they're a different team now. Scott Drew's team has got it going on. Number 3 on this list, Kansas won't reach the Sweet 16.
Wow.
With that Joel Embiid, they are certainly going to have a difficult time getting there, and they don't have the easiest draw in the world as a 2 seed. That New Mexico-Stanford matchup in the second round could be tough. Hey, and now we're here in Eastern Kentucky might give him fits, so look out. Number 2 on the list, no Big Ten team in Dallas. So if no Big Ten team makes the Final Four, will the Pigskin be vastly upset?
I predict he'll crawl under a rock and won't show up until next year's tourney.
Okay, what do you think is more likely, that they will have 3 Big Ten teams in the Final Four or no Big Ten teams in the Final Four? Bless you. How about Michigan, Michigan State, and Wisconsin against somebody from the South?
Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin?
Yep. Could happen.
I like Wisconsin.
I like 3 in versus, or 2 in at least, versus none in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I disagree with you, Mr. Medcalf. And last but not least, something I can't disagree with. How about Iowa State in the Final Four?
Yes!
I didn't pull this list together. It was sent to me. I got to credit Easy for pulling
that's
it together.
Never going
to
happen.
Cyclones have one of the... Nice working with you. Cyclones have one of the hottest teams in the country. I'll tell you right now, if they lose Friday night, I ain't coming back to work.
Aw, buddy.
Won't be there. Won't be in. There it is. Oh, my gosh, you found me. I got $10 for you. Look at this thing. The Pat Bradley bobblehead has arrived. How good is that? It does kind of look like Basil from the side. Well, he's tan like Basil. That's right. I got $10 for you.
Look at that smile.
That's beautiful. All right, well, there you go. There's your top 10 list. It's brought to you in part by our friends at Oaklawn, and I will be there again soon.
Oh, it's a donation. Donation.
No, he said you owe me $10. I'll find you later. I got a going a ton to wait on you.
Thanks, Kenny. Prince.
Kenny, you are a prince. That's impressive.
On,
yeah, that's going to go
I really
right
think
on my...
that should be in studio so everybody can enjoy it.
You know what? I paid for it, and I'm going to look at it.
I'll pay twice
take
as
it
much
home,
for it.
And I'm going to go in the bathroom with it. What?
What?
Anyway, Oaklawn's open.
Just don't rip the head off.
And tomorrow's Thursday, right?
Wednesday.
So we... Tomorrow's Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to be back out and about. We'll also be talking about Oaklawn. Of course, it's spring.